Good morning. It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. And joining me in the studios this morning, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you today?
Good morning. I am doing fabulous today. Spring is in the air, Mallory. I'm excited.
You know, every time it hits the time of year where it starts to rain randomly, I'm like, ah, springtime.
Springtime.
It's finally here.
Well, and you know, for a lot of people, the robin is a sign of spring. For me, it's the sound of an unmuffled car. That means derby season's coming. I heard it the other day. It fired up. And I was like,
oh, it's time.
Yeah, spring is in the air.
It's time.
So we've started with our search, rescue, demolition derby. We've started our meetings and we're getting ready to release our rules. If you're somebody that's interested in building a car, the rules for the minis, the minivans, the crazy trucks, the 80s and newer are all going to be the same as last year. The one that's going to change is the Misfits class. And we're going to go with the old iron rules from somewhere else, whatever's consistent throughout the state. So that one's not done yet, but the rest of them are, if you want to build a car, build it like that.
Right. You know, Sheriff, it's funny because when it gets closer to derby time, every year we talk about the fact that, I mean, it's like the weekend before and we're like, it's still not too late.
Yeah.
You can still build a car.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if somebody starts now?
So I think you'll see in the St. Patrick's Day parade that people have started now. There'll be cars there.
That's really exciting.
I don't know of any for sure, but it wouldn't surprise me. In years past, they have been, and I'll bet you we have some cars that show up for the parade.
And you know, it's such a fun event, and why not start preparing now? I mean, if you're thinking right now, there's no way I'm going to be in the derby, and then like we've talked about, the week before you decide to change your mind, it's fine.
It's fine. And you know, the money goes to a good cause, but as a driver, you stand to win some money. I think, I want to say $4,400 is what was paid out last year for one of the classes. And it's based on the number of cars that are in it. But the winner was over 4,000, I know.
That's insane.
So, you know, that's a good payout for, you know, a few weeks of building a car.
Right. And, you know, I think that this winter has been a great reminder for those individuals that always kind of question what the Demolition Derby's purpose is and where the funds go. You guys definitely had to utilize search and rescue a lot this winter.
You know, and it's just getting started, in my opinion. This time of year, the weather turns great down here. The mud dries out and people think, oh, it's great. Let's go up into the mountains. And you can. You can go a long way. But there's still big snow drifts up there. I would say do not try to go over Bruin and drop down into Dry Canyon because you're not going to make it. The snow drift is too deep. It'll be there till the end of May.
Yeah, it's not dry.
Yeah, it's not dry. So I went and rescued people out of there last year. I personally did two out of there that people got up and got stuck and couldn't get back out. So just know that and be prepared. Travel with somebody else and have plenty of chain. You'll get yourself back out.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, if you do find yourself in those situations, it's really important to remember that the search and rescue department, they'll come out and save you. But whatever vehicle you got stuck to get you in that position, they're leaving.
We just can't take on the risk of tearing our vehicles up and tearing yours up, and we're just not insured for it. So we can't do it. And keep in mind, those search and rescue folks are all volunteers. They have full-time jobs somewhere else. So call us early so you don't have to drag them out 3 a.m. And we'll still come. But,
exactly.
But we would rather just come out at 9, 7, 6.
Not 3 a.m.?
Yeah.
Weird. You know?
So, and a lot of people feel like, oh, I don't want to call because I may not need them. We're perfectly happy with being turned back too. That's a win for us. So
Right. We're
happy to be called out and go back. And, you know, while we're on that note, I've got a meeting tonight with the Sheriff's Posse. If you're a horse owner and you're interested in being a member of the Sheriff's Posse, get a hold of me. We need posse members. I think we're down to about 5 right now. And, you know, the posse of the old was amazing. There was like 15 of them. They were in every parade and they rode in a formation and stuff. And although we do not utilize the Sheriff's Posse like a search and rescue team, they're still a fun group to be around and they do some fun things. So if that's something you're interested in and you own a horse, get a hold of me and I'll get you the posse application. See if we can get you part of that squad.
For sure. And, you know, Sheriff, just coming into the warmer temperatures and kids are wanting to get outside. They're wanting to do things. I know the second my son gets off the bus, he grabs his basketball and he's back outside playing for hours and hours. So we just have to be watching.
Yep. Keep an eye out on the kiddos. And this time of year, they're thinking of a lot of other things. And, you know, school's winding down fast. You're really looking at 2.5 months and school's out.
Right.
So they're excited. They're happy. They're not paying attention to the bus stop. And again, the time changes and the sun's in your eyes at times closer towards the end of the school year. But just know that I actually saw a deer cross the road in front of me on my way here this morning. So the wildlife is still down as well. So, you know, you got a lot of obstacles to run through on your way to work with wildlife and hazards in the road. And the kids want to make sure we're keeping an eye out for them. They're not keeping an eye out for us. And it still frosts. So make sure you're not peeping through the peephole drive with your windows clean and clear and all that stuff.
Right. I made the mistake yesterday, actually. I thought, oh, it was really nice the last morning, so I don't need to go and start my car. And I should have, because I had to scrape the windshield.
And, you know, this week, storms are coming. We're going to see some moisture in the Castle Country this weekend. So
be prepared for that. Well, Sheriff, as always, I appreciate you coming in.
Thanks. It's good to be here. And happy spring, everybody. It's around the corner.
It definitely is. That has been another Castle Country Focus with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. You can listen to this entire interview by visiting our website, castlecountryradio.com.